De Boeddha-hoofdjes die u hier bij elkaar ziet, zijn een illustratie voor de smeltkroes van stijlen in het gebied dat in de oudheid Bactrië en tegenwoordig Afghanistan heet.
As one enters the Hidden Afghanistan exhibit, a banner headline reads, "A nation stays alive when its culture stays alive." A glimpse of that culture and how it survived invasion, civil war, and even the Taliban is what this exhibit is all about. Omar Sultan is Afghanistan's Deputy Minister of Information and Culture.
I believe this exhibit is going to go and show the world that Afghanistan is not what they hear in the West, in another world, that it's Taliban war and this and that. But we have a culture, a heritage, that it's not only belong to Afghanistan, but it belong to the world.
That's because the world so often came to Afghanistan.
These two chapels are additional in our exposition.
Marlies Kleiterp, the Newkirk's head of exhibitions, explains that because Afghanistan was located on the trade routes between East and West, it has historically served as a crossroads of civilization.
Because of that, local traditions mixed up with traditions from the East and from the West that were brought in there, and also from the South and the North. And I think the thing that people recognize best is the influence of the Greeks. Alexander the Great in the 4th century BC conquered a large part of Asia and ended up at the Indus River. And also Afghanistan was part of his empire during that time.
Chinese pilgrims passed through this territory on their way to India. Afghanistan's location on the Silk Road brought Buddhism, which also flourished there. The rich legacy of art and culture were also influenced by the great civilizations of China, Egypt, Mesopotamia, Persia, the Indian subcontinent, and Rome. Khalid Siddiqui fled Afghanistan during the war and now studies in Amsterdam. He says the exhibit shows the beautiful side of integration.
What we see today here in Amsterdam and Berlin and New York, all these great cities, all these different cultures coming together is pretty much the same as Afghanistan of 2,000 years ago. All different cultures coming together and leaving their traces behind.
But Afghanistan's geography has also had its downside, witnessed in the years of strife that left the country's cultural heritage on the verge of extinction. The Soviets invaded in 1979, and during the war that followed, many priceless works of art were plundered. What remains from the National Museum's collection has survived civil war, a rocket attack, fire, a collapsed roof, snow, and the Taliban. That anything is left at all is in large part due to the efforts of museum director Omar Khan Massoudi and his staff. In 1988, they secretly moved the highlights of the collection to a vault in the central bank at the Presidential Palace. Marlies Kleiterp explains.
They put them in crates and they put them in a special safe in the Presidential Palace. I locked the safe with, in fact, 7 keys, and the 7 keys were given to 7 different persons. And the idea was that nobody could come back and open the safe without any of the other keys. And in the end, they gathered together, and well, unfortunately, not all the keys survived. So they had to use mechanical techniques to open the safe, but they did, they succeeded.
Massoudi risked his life to preserve his country's cultural heritage. He was one of the 7 men who had keys to the vault. He came to the exhibit's Amsterdam opening, talking modestly of his role in saving his country's art.
During the civil war, these people, they knew about the transformation of this place. They never gave any information to anybody. Likely, they keep it like secret.
It wasn't until 2003, more than a year after the overthrow of the Taliban, that the Afghan government confirmed the existence of the treasures and restoration work began. The original collection numbered more than 100,000 pieces. Fewer than one quarter survived.
One of the best pieces is this crown. It's extraordinary. You can see the Indian or Eastern influences.
For now, this traveling exhibit is the only way for Afghans to see the museum's collection. Afghanistan is still deemed too unstable for the art to go home, and the museum itself remains badly damaged. The exhibit's catalog, though, has been translated into the Afghan languages Dari and Pashto and will be distributed to every school in the country. And Deputy Minister Sultan says if his country's art can survive the Taliban, he has no doubts about its future.
They could have saved it at that time. I promise you that we can save it as long as we are alive.
Lauren Comito, VOA News, Amsterdam.